There's a lot of bad blood between the rat and the octopus. As the ancient Polynesian story goes, the octopus once rescued the rat from drowning, only to be rewarded with a display of ingratitude that the octopus has resented ever since. The story is the inspiration for a new multimedia art show by the Hawaii Island-based Agriculture Collective. Scott Yole is one of four artists in agriculture, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Chris.
We should probably set the stage by telling this story, but I got to say that I can understand why the octopus is upset, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. If somebody defecated on my head, I'd be a little upset, too.
Which is, so the rat is in a boat that capsizes, right?
Correct.
And?
So the boat is, throughout Polynesia, the myths exist through different Polynesian cultures, and the story is told slightly different in each culture, mm-hmm. but essentially the myth takes place out at sea. The rat has been stranded, whether the boat has sunk or the ocean levels have risen on an atoll, but the rat is set adrift at sea, and an octopus happens to be coming by, and the rat strikes a deal with the octopus to take him shore, and in return, the rat would promise him a gift. And when he got to shore, he defecates on the octopus's head and then runs away. And in different mythologies, different versions of the myth, I should say, either octopus received the ink as a gift or his suction cups as a gift, but he still is begrudging the rat for taking off and the gift he left on his head.
So you know, as with so many stories of this kind, it can be taken any number of different ways, right?
Absolutely. Well, that's the beauty of myth, right? Myth. Essentially, the truths are still there, but the stories, you know, retold over and over again through oral tradition, through art making.
Yeah, I mean, there's a similarity to the story of the scorpion and the frog, right?
Correct.
But that you also wonder about how stories like this are shared from culture to culture. You know, basically the idea of dealing with ingratitude, betrayal of friendship, that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, the idea that for us in regards to our approach to it, we thought a lot about, broken promises, about, we've kind of projected different ideas of kind of present-day issues in terms of corporate greed or, promises broken, promises kept, the idea of a handshake or shady deals.
And so with four different artists and that sort of broad a brush to start with, there's any number of things you can end up with, right?
Absolutely. We all have our own take on it, and that kind of how we presented the exhibition with collaboration as well as individual work.
Scott, what are your media of choice?
I'm more of a conceptual based artist. I use a lot of mediums. I think of as medium as language. And some things sound better in French than they do in English.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm using drawing or video art or sculpture, it's usually the medium, or the idea dictates the medium or the language I choose to express that in.
And that's a very contemporary approach to art, isn't it, as opposed to sticking with a particular medium or specialty?
Absolutely. It's I wouldn't say it's necessarily new, but definitely it's more evident from Duchamp on, so...
Yeah.
Prior to that.
Well, I guess, as you say, Duchamp on, that's getting, it's going to be heading for a century old before too long, isn't it? So it's not exactly yesterday's idea, is it?
Absolutely not.
But it's got a lot of, it's still a whole approach that has a lot left to say in it. And having a multimedia approach for this kind of lets you go in a lot of different directions, I would think.
Absolutely, and all the artists in our collaborative group work in different ways. Margot Ray's a printmaker, and as well as a collage-based artist who does installation. Keith sees himself as a talent as a painter, but does installation-based work and sculptural work as well. Sally Lumbar comes in with a background of documentary filmmaking, photography, as well as installation. So we all have very, very, you know, different approaches to making art and use different materials and mediums. But I think that's what makes the exhibition rich, well, and many exhibitions rich.
Then you have the challenge then with this very disparate approaches to creating a somewhat unified exhibition with the work of four different artists, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of compromise, and, you know, there's certain things that, you know, each of us aren't willing to let go of, and other times you just have to say, okay, I need to put that aside and work with this idea, and, you know, in order to make, especially the collaborative pieces come together that we worked on.
Sure. But, you know, a work that exists in one form in a studio becomes something entirely different once you change the space it's in, especially with the kind of conceptual art you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. I think the space, you know, always dictates, the way you present things. I always think of installation actually as sculpting space. And then as soon as you get into for example, a museum space or gallery space, then you also bring another person into the collaboration, which is the curator.
Sure. But that your feeling is that collaboration has worked, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think collaboration always works, but I think it's for us. We started our collaborative group. As an opportunity to help promote ourselves and show our own work, as well as help promote other artists. In this particular show, we've been working on the project for over 2 years, and the start of the project actually was over 3 years. And for us, we've had the time to kind of work through the ideas and constant revision and editing to the whole artistic process, allowed us to kind of bring our ideas together. And even once we got into this space, it was installing, the exhibition and making decisions while we were in there, over a week's period of time, to make the work flow through the space, to think about what we want the viewer to see first, what do we want them to see last. How do we want them to experience the video installation?
Well, Scott, it sounds like an exciting show, and I thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Scott Yole is one of four artists in the Hawaii Island-based art collective Agroculture, along with Sally Lundberg, Keith Tallett, and Margot Ray. The Rat and the Octopus runs until August 4th at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center's Schaefer International Gallery, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.